Everybody, well, today is Saturday, and that's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, so we'll go there probably around 20 minutes before the hour, approximately. So let's first clear the date, which is today, which is July 25th, 2015. And then also, I'd like you to think of a situation, a problem that you're dealing with. Could be pain energy, could be just anything emotional. We'll clear those in a couple of minutes here. So think of one incident that you're dealing with. But for today's date, we'll clear that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll clear tomorrow's date, which will be July 26, 2015. So naturally, this is the last weekend of the month, so clearing this energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we're going to activate the light beams for everyone. So bring up your light beams on your monitor screen. Here we go. Stronger. And this is male energy coming in. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we'll do the emotional clearing for people, or maybe a pain clearing. So again, you need to think of that situation because your thoughts have it programmed in you. And I can clear away that one program that you were running, which in turn will give you peace. So here we go. Releasing that energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Great. Okay. So we have our special conference call tomorrow, which is 8 hours in length. Starts at 10 o'clock Pacific. And it's our special healing intensive where we get rid of the alien critters that are inside of us causing us problems. And I'll do a sample of that for everybody right now. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, here we go. We're going to take away the octopus energy. That's one of the common ones that are in everybody. There's black widow energies, octopus energies, squid energies, little maggots. There's just many creepy crawlies that we don't know about or crawlers. But here's the octopus. So releasing the first tentacle. These normally are around your rib cage, around your neck, down your throat. And taking off the first tentacle. There we go. That's released. And number two tentacle, there we go. Might feel your neck energies now being released there. Third tentacle, this looks like it's around your upper part underneath your arms, going around your chest. Number three is being released. And number four, almost the same location, just slightly lower. There we go. Number five is actually coming out of your throat, out of your mouth there. So here we go, taking that out. Going down your throat to get it out. There we go. That one's out. I think that's five. Number six. This is going through your ears. So here we go. Coming out. There we go. Number seven. Out of your eye sockets. In fact, there's two of them there. So this would be seven and eight. Coming out. There. Now we'll get rid of the body. Oh, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And that's released. So if your eyes are watering or you're yawning or you feel kind of upset or feel freaked out, well, we just got rid of that one. And maybe you probably have much more, but we got rid of one of them for you. So that's what we do on the calls. I don't normally mention what type of energies these are. We just work on body organs and locations. And whatever's there, we take out. And then we retrieve your spirit from those areas because your spirit left. And we try to find as much of your spirit as we can for that. And we're in quarantine. That's outside of the light ship. So here we go. Let's bring Kathy on. So, Kathy.
Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. And as Ron said, today is Saturday, July 25th, 2015. And we're on BBS Radio Station 2, Creation Lightship Healing, with our host, Light Ambassador Ron Amatron. And for best results in listening, you can connect with this program through bbsradio.com, Creation Lightship Healings. You can hear the program in its entirety. I'm only saying this because some people get cut off during the last 5-10 minutes. Also, through that website on bbsradio.com for Station 2, you can write to Ron with your requests, testimonials or comments by clicking on the fast chat box on that page or on the bottom of that page, and there's a short form you can fill out and send right away. We'll receive it, and all the co-hosts will get it in via email and be able to read it to Ron during the programs. And that is the anonymous way to send it. Or you can send your comments and questions and testimonials to Ron at Creation Lightship. CLSquestions@yahoo.com, and just send a quick email that way. And I'll be watching for those as well to read to Ron during the program. But we do have some we've received already that we're going to try to get caught up on, Ron. Would you like me to get started with those, or do you have any other announcements or healings you'd like to do now?
No, let's start your end, and we'll see what we can get going here.
First, comment. Okay. Hi, Ron. Being that I reside in the Big Apple, I see many clones in bizarre situations. For example, on my way home to my apartment, there was this lady on the sidewalk getting in people's faces and saying out loud to me and others, "Say goodbye, say goodbye." Of course, she didn't say what to say goodbye to, so I said, "Goodbye, alien," and quoted that to the sun to be terminated, and timeline crashed it. Never a dull moment here in the Big Alien Apple.
That's good. Maybe they laughed. Who knows?
Yeah. Maybe he gave her some relief. Also, this listener has offered a YouTube video to you, which I'd also like to share with your permission, Ron, to the listeners if they ask for it directly following this program tonight.
Right.
Through the email address. It has to be through the email address so we have your email. Okay, so here it is, Ron. It's about parallel universes and clones. He says that a professor who studies cosmos at MIT is discussing parallel universes and clones in it. His theory is he believes that there are clones of people in parallel universes who are living different lives. So he has provided the link to start the video at the exact starting point of this theory. Well, that's nice. So again, if anyone would like that video, if that's okay with you, Ron.
Great.
Yeah. Well, I'll forward it to you unless you've already seen it. He may have already sent it directly to you. Okay, now, here's some other questions. Somebody wants to double-check on something. It has to do with snakes, Ron. I felt arbitrarily attracted to an abuser. I checked inside myself and found it wasn't me, but a snake that was attracted to this abuser. This attraction is against my will. If this is what some people call friendship or maybe even marriage, we could all be in trouble. This snake may be attracted to the snake and the abuser. It must be a snake relationship.
That's great. Yeah, I'm sure that there are aliens and inside of people that want to maybe breed. That could be one thing, you know, and or just hang out together, you know. So you don't know what's in the bodies, you know. So that could, in a sense, be called a shapeshifter. But it could be even stronger than that. It could be something that's there all the time and just using your body. So maybe you are its parasitic life form, you know. So another way to look at it. But, yeah, I'm sure that definitely could be true. I don't know if they have, like, a hive mentality. They have to communicate to other ones. But remember, you don't know who's looking out of your eyes and what technologies they have to connect themselves together. So, yeah, you could have a relationship with any type of critter and not know it. You could even have, this is going a little sideways, but it may make sense to people. Maybe you have a fondness I don't know what to say. Let's just say for, I'll say desert tortoises, because they're not, they're hard to find compared to the old days. So maybe you have one inside of you that is hitchhiking. Maybe you felt compassion for one. Maybe you had one when you were little and it died or something and it came to you as a spirit. So you actually have this energy with you. The snakes could be more physical, possibly, but we'll just talk about the tortoise. And so now you have, you know, the compassion maybe once a year to go out, maybe to wherever the tortoises are. I would guess maybe, you know, in the desert, we'll just say New Mexico, maybe Arizona, Nevada, you know, and maybe once a year you go out for a week and you maybe have to travel 2,000 miles to get there to camp out, and you're now on a quest to look for more desert turtles, you know, and because you have one inside of you and it wants to see its buddies, so you're compelled to do that. Or maybe you have something where, like I mentioned on another show, maybe a cat came into you and now you're compelled to feed 100 cats or something. And so, you know, that's why it's good to release these things out of you. But yeah, it could be a possibility where you're doing things that are a little different, and, you know, you have this great empathy for this particular species, you know. So back to you.
Well, this person asked further along the lines of what you're talking about, if this snake could also be part of a, he puts in big quotes, snake thinking matrix. Could that be thinking through him and not our real spirit? So I think you just answered that, yes.
Yeah, very possibly it could. You don't know what they have, you know. Do they have a mass mind consciousness, a hive consciousness? Well, humans have that. You're all connected to, you know, the mass mind of the collective consciousness. So you do have a hive mentality. And, you know, you wonder, wow, I didn't know that. But you are controlled by programs. And your thoughts do connect to other people, bringing people into your life. So what else would that be? So I would say very possibly, I don't know if it would be separate from what you're living in here as a human. You know, trees communicate to each other, but you normally typically can't talk to a tree. I guess you could, but we'll just say that most people see it as something different because you're not hearing words out of it whenever you walk by a tree. But you are hearing humans talk. So it's possible that everything could maybe have their own energy level, different frequencies that they can communicate to. And that might be outside of the human mass consciousness. So I would tend to think that could be true. As far as the snake energies, those normally would be from darkness. So that's another energy that probably definitely would have some way of communicating to its like kind. So back to you.
Ron, did you announce what time we're going to the Creation Lightship tonight?
Yeah, I would say probably maybe about 20 till. So we have a little bit of time here to communicate and talk and have a wonderful program.
Back to the questions. This one has to do with a space clearing in the home, which is a healing you have online called Location Space Clearing. It's an online clearing that clears out your living quarters, your energy around you. And so this person has it, and they want to know if they're going to do a thorough location space clearing of their home. But they're not sure which of the things, but there's many on the drop-down box, options, listed to do first on the space clearing. Not sure what they need. So can she enter the unknown option and just go in every room, unknown, 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 in every single room, so and run it for a real long time? Will that allow the light beings to find and clear out all the contaminating elements?
Okay. Very good question. Yes and no, okay? What I have listed on there are known things that you want to clear, okay? And so after you clear out all the known things, then you may want to put in unknown, and or you may have more clarity of what could be in there. So the unknown is for somebody who cleared, let's just say you clear entities, okay? And so you start clearing out entities, and, you know, it feels a little better, but it's not it. Then you try another clearing and another one, and then you finally, you go through all of them because they're already listed there. Now, the unknown is to be used typically, but not always, but typically to be used for after you exhausted what's listed there, then put in an unknown, because then you go, geez, it's not this, it's not that, it's not, you know, whatever, and then do the unknown from that standpoint. You could try doing unknown first and see if it helps. It could be unknown. It could be something that's not known on that list, and it might take care of it. But definitely you want to go through, and, you know, entities are probably the main one that you want to get out of your house. You know, if you're in an apartment, we'll say, and it's 50 years old, how many people lived in that apartment before you? You know, and they could have entities from the whole family in there. And you could also have entities from people who died who lived there coming into your place. So entities would be the first one that I would probably do. And then, you know, just keep going on. And you could possibly put up maybe more than one screen up if you want to do a couple of rooms at a time at once or something. And don't forget to do in front of your door, you know, maybe your sidewalk. You want to probably do your garage if you have a garage, and maybe even inside of your car as far as the space clearing. And then if you go to work and you're in a cubicle or something, then you may want to clean that out also. So you may want to leave your computer left on doing this clearing all the time when you're at work and specify your work area. So back to you, Kathy.
So entities first. Well, that's very clear. And there is an energetic clearing option on the location clearing. How would we best use that clearing, Ron? Is that for more of an emotional feeling, a more of an emotional clearing when people come and go and they leave their, you know, they leave their attitude behind?
Yeah, that's what that is for, is somebody who maybe got upset or angry or just something where they left their energy there. Maybe they gave you a big hug, and you didn't like that, and you kind of like, shrugged your shoulders and wiggled your body, and that energy could have fallen off of you, and it didn't get attached. Now it's in your room, okay? So you may want to release that. I remember one of the, talking about energy, one of the practitioners, that I won't give the name of, but back in New York, this man, I think he's a girl now, but yeah, he is, or she is, or it is, or whatever. But anyway, he would go up and touch people on the back and talk to them for a few minutes, and then he'd make his mumble-jumble grunts and groans and say something, but he'd tend to go into each corner and stop there. So it's kind of like, part of my French, like a dog peeing on something, you know? So he would do that all around the room so he could use that to lasso people, get them to come into his booth, you know. So anyway, that's one of the dark side practitioner arts. But always be careful, since we're talking about energy. The way they can tag you is to tap you on your shoulder, because you don't really have much psychic defense behind you or awareness. You may only have 10%. And so we'll just say you have 90%, you know, where you're looking in front of you. But behind you, you're not really worried about people doing anything because you're really concentrating on the front. But that's how they come and get you. They'll come up to you and just tap you on your shoulder or on your back, or they'll put their hand on your back and say hi. Most people don't know anything about what they're doing, or, you know, they just think somebody's being friendly to them. But they actually tagged you. Corded you, tagged you, sucked out your energy, may want to use you in a week, who knows, you know? So you got to be very careful on when people do that to you. So if you have been tagged that way, definitely go in and do a clearing on that, on your body. You know, get rid of that energetic cord. And, you know, it could have happened a long time ago. So, you know, think of when it happened and release that energy. And if you do, this resonates to you, then you may want to do timeline crashes for whatever that person did to you, if you know. Maybe you had a sore throat for a few weeks afterwards, not knowing why, and you may know what time it was or whatever. Then do something on that. But that's how you get tagged. And people do that also on the telephone. So I mentioned to people, if you answer your phone and you're not on a cell phone, but this could work for a cell phone. What I have is a landline, so I just talk into that, you know. But I have a cell phone also, but right now I'm on the landline, okay. But you could put a cloth over a damp cloth, maybe one of your a new type of cloths, the microfiber. Put it over your speaker, and that will tend to collect and keep the negativity from people talking to you, from coming into you. It'll kind of absorb it through the water. So the water will grab onto that, and you may feel much better. So anyway, I guess back to you, Kathy.
I was just thinking of some ways we could protect ourselves.
Oh, yeah. You can also do the body shrink wrap. So how does that work? You just command your body to take the energy that's around you, your auric field will say, and you want to bring all your energy right to your body. You don't want to have anything floating out there so somebody could walk through it and or even see it. So just bring it right to your body, and that's what we call, you know, shrink wrap. You could also do, your auric field protection clearing. We have that on the website. So you could do that and have that be active so that you're not going to be taking stuff on as easily. Remember, these clearings are tools, and I can't say they're 100%, effective. Might be 90%, but it's better than nothing. Remember, the aliens are very tricky. What they're doing now is they're bringing in, like I mentioned before, the death Blu-ray energy, and that's from 2800. And the year 2800. So they're going, the dark side's going way into the future because the stuff that they have normally in our time isn't working for them to attack us. So they're having to go out way into the future. So I will be having that free clearing up for people. It'll be free. It'll probably say 2800 death Blu-ray energy. And so you might look for it in that drop-down box. And I think it might be put up possibly tomorrow or the day after. We'll see. But do that one. That'll probably surprise you, too. And if you haven't done that, the newest one that we put up, maybe you could talk about the new one there, the Black Mist Fog. Yeah, that one's quite something. That's that gin energy.
Yeah. Yes, Ron last week announced a new free clearing called Aliens Black Mist Fog. It's in the drop-down box on the left side of the creationlightship.com website. And if you just now hearing about it, great, because you'll really enjoy this, and it will be probably a blessing to you as well as other people who reported on it. And by the way, Ron and the co-host would like to invite more listeners to submit their reactions, whatever it was, to the Black Mist Fog removal. We've had a few, and we appreciate when people take the time to write in, and we'll be definitely watching for those, and I'll read them out. But if you go to the drop-down box where it says Free Sample Healings, it's called Black Mist Fog Removal. And Ron has been discussing what it is in the past few programs, the last week or so, even more. So there's a lot of real good reasons to use it. And we did get one comment just now that someone sent that they were, since they heard about it, they've been running the Black Mist Fog all week. And she noticed a general lightness in the atmosphere. She also noticed a lot of fluffy white clouds in the sky. Is that connected?
Oh, that's great, yeah. So You want to see the puffy white clouds like you used to when you were a child, except you're old enough. it's kind of weird to talk to people that might be 20 or 30, you know, and they don't even know what you're talking about. I'm not trying to insult anybody, but it's, you know, it's interesting because I have to kind of notice that, you know. But, yeah, I know young children now, will, if you tell them to draw a cloud, you might even try it yourself. You know, if you're around a lot of children, say, can you draw a picture of a cloud? And it'll be flat-bottomed. And I would say they probably started coming in maybe in the 80s. And then probably more, you know, much, much more probably the last 10 years. But, you know, they always come in slowly to see if we recognize them or not. But that's what's here now. So, you know, if you're 30, you might not remember seeing the white clouds, okay, that were beautiful. And then some countries don't have them. I was watching some DVDs, and I didn't see any flat-bottom clouds. I'm wondering, I wonder why that is, you know, where everybody listening here probably sees them all the time. So there's something going on. But, boy. Oh.
Another listener, Ron, says she's from the East Coast, and she says that she found it so powerful. She only had time to do an hour of it, but it was giving the where she is on the East Coast such beautiful weather for almost 5 days. And I know they had just had a kind of an odd rainstorm. So I guess she has clear weather now, so that's good. Thank you very much, everyone, for your testimonials. And we certainly do welcome more, and we'll be glad to read them. So Ron can know how these healings are working. And as he announced just now, he's going to be setting up another one regarding the Blu-ray energy. And so that should be another pretty powerful clearing that we can all enjoy and take advantage of. 2800 Death Blu-ray Energy, he said. And that will be free. And, of course, it's free to us but not free to Ron. So your donations for use of it are most appreciated, you know, as you are able. So great to hear about that, Ron. Now back to that location space clearing. Another listener was wondering if that would also clear out prehistoric animals. Maybe that's what they could use the unknown for.
Yes, that would work. But, yeah, and then just type in what that would be.
Okay.
So, yeah, that could work. Remember, you don't know what timelines they are on, okay? So you could have prehistoric animals walking through your living room not even knowing about it. But they're on a different timeline, and they could be invisible to you. So, you know, that could be a thing. Maybe they could be sitting there. Maybe you're having static or something with your TV or whatever, you know. Or, you know, just something isn't working right. And this prehistoric animal just chose to put his foot on it, you know. And so you go, it used to work yesterday. Why isn't it working today? It looks fine, you know. Everything's fine, but it don't work, you know. So you could maybe ask it to move its foot or something, or do a clearing to where it can leave its timeline out of your timeline, have the timeline disconnected from you. So you might just try that. Just think of something really, really crazy, you know, and release that timeline. Maybe just for some reason something came in that worries a lot, okay? And it happened to find your energy, your light energy, we'll say. And it likes that, and it's like hovering over you at night. But it really has a lot of worries, and it's transmitting worries to you, and you're getting dreams about being worried and don't know where it's coming from. It maybe, you know, it's afraid of being eaten, so it found safe haven, three-foot, you know, over your head or something. You know, I'm just talking about things that, you know, we can't really make sense of too much, but you could get rid of its timeline, and maybe you might sleep good. So, back to you, Kathy.
Next question. A listener who may have tuned in late says that Ron may have forgotten to clear one issue for everyone. So, Ron, would you mind It would always be nice to welcome to have you clear another issue, please. Thanks.
You kind of cut out for a second. Can you repeat that, please, Kathy?
Sure. Would you mind, please, clearing another issue of our choice or an emotional issue, please, again?
Okay, no problem. So think of one of your situations that you have, and you need to know what type of clearing it is, okay, since you're doing this and I'm going to run the energy for you. So is this a trauma? Is it anxiety? Is it regret? Is it betrayal? You know, so try to figure out what it might be. And once you figure out what the heading, I have to find out what book you're using, you see, if you understand that. And then from there, I got to figure out what page you're on, okay? And your page will be what you're thinking of. So here we go. I'm going to release that from you. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke. So back to you. We'll go to the light ship. Probably 7 minutes from now, everybody.
All right, I'll watch the time. Great. Okay, next question. Concerning the movie Inside Out, it seems to suggest that the aliens use a massive computer system for timelines to control situations and also happiness, sadness, and anger of the people. So he wants to know, are we all being controlled by computers?
Well, I guess in a sense there may be something else that's maybe higher tech than that, but I would say that would be correct. Remember, you're running programs from something. So, you know, if you want to use the word computers, that would be correct. If we had this program, in 1850, and we didn't have computers, we wouldn't know what that word would be. But there are, you know, things that we know about, which are computers now, and they run programs, and they're running programs on us. And you know that you're running programs yourself because you wake up, and right away, what do? You know, oh, I got to get up, got to put my clothes on, have to go to the restroom, have to brush my teeth, comb my hair, you know, take a shower. Well, these are all things that are ingrained in you as a program. And so some people, when I was talking at the expos, they would say, you know, Ron, I noticed that I'm programmed that way. So what I did is I got up an extra 5 minutes early, and that changed the whole program. All of a sudden I woke up, but I go, oh, it's early. So I was set to maybe wake up at, we'll just say 6 o'clock, and I got up at 5:55. So they had me on a 6 o'clock program. And I got up 5 minutes early, and I really had to think what I had to do because it wasn't ingrained at the 6 o'clock program. So everybody, just once you set your alarm clock 5 minutes earlier, and you're going to be amazed that you won't probably have much data there to think what to do. So that would be a good thing you could enter and give us some feedback on about changing the time when you wake up. Because it is different, because now you got to really think, well, what did I do yesterday? Because now you have to actually go into yesterday's programs, into those file folders, and look it up and say, oh, yeah, that's right. I have to comb my hair, brush my teeth, do this, do that, and the other. And, you're going to realize, geez, they got me. All these years, I've been getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning for 40 years, you know. And now I'm a different person because now I'm on a timeline that I'm creating myself. Remember, when you're sleeping, you're really not on any timelines that are here. You're just on the sleeping timeline. And that's not planning your day. So anyway, I'd love to hear feedback on that one. If you can set your clocks maybe 5 minutes earlier, and when you wake up, just see how you feel. Because you're probably going to be really in the now instead of being on their timeline to have to control you for your normal, stuff that you do, maybe for the first half an hour of your life there when you wake up. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, good to know. Okay, we'll check that out. Good assignment to try. I just got a very nice comment from someone in the fast chat room who informed me, and the person who asked about the prehistoric animals, that prehistoric animals is already listed on the location space clearing. So that's great. Thank you so much. Thorough. Appreciate the assistance. And also your requests for particular healing rooms are welcome on the Fast Chat feedback form. I'll be watching for those and transmitting those over to Ron. And so one more question here, Ron. A listener on the East Coast has a family member who has a baby, expecting a baby, and she's kind of wondering if she could possibly go into a room on the Creation Lightship to visit this baby in the nursery, if they have a nursery there. She wants to see where the grandchild spirit was created. Is that possible?
Well, the spirit's already in here in the soul family, so it's going back and forth from the soul family, to the baby back and forth when it's not in the body fully. So it won't be on the light chip, and it's probably been here for eons of time, reincarnating. So it has its own program. So it won't be on the light chip, and by all means, you don't want to go to their soul family. That would be like a big no-no if you try to find out where it went to. You might get, quickly on a buffet table, So that you don't want to do. So, but that's an interesting question. Very interesting. what you could do to help the baby is to do the Alien to Light program, maybe. As you don't know if it's going to be a test tube baby or not. It's interesting. The word's there, okay? Expecting a baby, right? Well, what else could it be? You're expecting an alien that looks like a baby, right? It just seems kind of weird how the word would be expecting,
It just
is a little different because they're expecting something, but what if it's something else that they didn't expect? So anyway, back to you, Kathy.
You're making me think of that movie. I don't want to mention the name.
the one that was done in New York?
Yeah, that one. With Mia Farrow. We'll say no more.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So the next question is, Ron, I see white patches on the light beams on the Creation Light Ship. Were they timelined with death codes? Is this what stopped the ascension process?
I don't see any codes on them at all because nothing would stick to them. So I don't know, what you'd be viewing, but they don't have anything. As far as ascension being stopped, the only reason why we did not ascend out of here in 2008 in February was because not enough people were awakened enough to release their densities out of their body. So that's one of the main reasons. The other one is we're getting rid of the aliens that are harming people and the planet here. And at some point, maybe the aliens will take all their marbles and go home. And the aliens that would be here would be left, and they'd be peaceful. So I don't have a clue of how many aliens are underground living that we don't even know about, okay? The ones that I know about that I go after are in the tunnels, maybe created by humans and or by the aliens, or both. And those are the ones that are maybe using the people here. Probably more like clones now, using the clones to cause problems with us here. So, and remember, the humans can always be taken over with the shapeshifter, but they may not be a 100% clone. So it gets to be a little complicated, but that's kind of the way it is. So, and there's so few humans left here that, you know, the aliens just need to leave, along with their clone replicas, and go somewhere else. So anyway, let's go to the light ship, everybody. And you can do this live with us right now. Going to the light ship. If you're on an archive, you must be live. So get on one of the Saturday night programs, or it might be, you know, even in the daytime if you're overseas. So get on the program on Saturday, and you can go to the light ship. You will be feeling peace energy coming your way, but you won't be on the light ship. So here we go. And by all means, don't try to force yourself thinking that you can mentally go there, because you will be on the creation light ship of darkness, and who knows what they're going to do to you there. Remember, the dark side clones everything, creates everything that the light created. So you don't want to try to use your mind energy to bring something forward. So here we go, everybody. Think of one particular physical condition that you're having. And we're going to be going up. You can bring up your flowers and your plants, your garden, your pets, animals, and, you know, your house, okay? A lot of people bring their houses up on this program. So here we go. Going up, everybody. One, two, three, four, and five. We're there. And you're actually bilocated, so you're here and there at the same time. And from there, we're going to go into the hot tub room. This will help to release from you toxins in your body. And let's go into the pain release room. And we're going to be working with just maybe arms and legs here, and maybe hips, okay? So we'll be doing this program here for that. And this only works live, but will not work on the archives. So here we go. Working on shoulders now. Going into the shoulder location room. So one, two, three, four, and five. And if you have another concern, like internal organs, you'll be in those rooms right now. But I'm going to focus on people who have body conditions here, legs and arms, okay? And hands, toes, fingers, here we go. So let's work on our hips right now. One, two, three, four, and five, and back energies. I'll use the word stronger. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. And moving down our arms to our fingers. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And going into another location, I'm going to be working on our thighs. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Knees, one, two, three, four, and five. And ankles, stronger, 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 and stronger. And working on our feet and toes and arches, everything on our feet. So one, two, three, four, and five. And going up now to our shoulders with some more energy. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. And working on our elbows. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, now we'll go into some special rooms for people. And we'll go into the bird room where the birdies are. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And going to where the dragons are. And look up in the sky and the clouds. The dragons sometimes show up. And also look for animal clouds up in the sky when we're here. They're fighting the aliens. So if you do see some type of animal, well, they're there protecting you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Deer room, request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into a room with the elephants. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into a couple more rooms before we come back. We'll go into the waterfall room. And there's many waterfalls there. So you can go into the golden waterfall, the silver waterfall, the Rainbow Waterfall. So this is your choice right now, so just request one, and here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Next will be a room with all the mountains. So here we go, mountain energies. One, two, three, four, and five. And rainforest room. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. And let's go into the room with the large trees, okay? So we'll just use oak trees. There's a lot of oak trees around. So here we go, oak tree room. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go, everybody. So we'll come back from the light ship. So our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, your house, everything coming back down here. And here we go, coming back down. I'll count from five to one backwards. So five, four, three, two, and one. There we go, everybody. We're here. And if you see any pictures of the animal clouds, you might want to, you know, if you can take a picture and send it to us, that would be wonderful. Or even unusual clouds. There's a lot of those around. That would be great. And you know, maybe indicate how tonight worked for your body with maybe muscles and things. So that'd be good from going to the light ship. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, great. Well, we appreciate having the light beings work on our bodies tonight. And someone already reported they felt their back, neck, and knees cracking, but it was in a good way. And so now you mentioned about the clouds, and a listener has sent you photos from the clouds in Wisconsin where she is that were black clouds. She ran the black mist fog clearing on the clouds in her area, and she took pictures that were time-lapsed within an hour, and in the photos, as you probably noticed, Ron, I'm just telling the listeners, that the clouds actually cleared up so you could see the blue sky in between, and they lightened. But being where I am from, Southern California, I've never seen black clouds before, but she definitely had those there, and that black mist fog clearing seemed to make a big difference in the sky where she's at. That was pretty pretty dramatic to see.
Yeah,
you remember those
photos?
That
energy kind of like infiltrates us. It kind of like comes in and puts, you know, very kind of like hair-like energies into our body, a bunch of energetic cords. So when you do the clearing, you might actually feel this, you know, all these maybe thousands of small little hair things like coming out of you, in a sense. It's, so just think of like spaghetti, but it's, you know, maybe very long and about the diameter of one of your hairs, you know, coming out of your body, because it's kind of infiltrating between your cells and stuff. And as it gets pulled out of you, you start to feel lighter. You feel better. It's real hard to put, it's like you got a load lifted off of you, like your body can move easier, and, you know, your body knows when it's feeling good, so that's what that clearing can do. And you could, you know, since we just put the clearing up, you've had this for your whole life, so it kind of depends how old you are as to maybe how this is going to affect you. I would imagine people that are maybe, say, over 50, this would probably be more dramatic than people who maybe are 20 because they haven't had it that long, and they may not really recognize it too much. As you get older, you have more stuff, we'll say, and you have more awareness of your body typically. And so it starts to leave you. You go, wow, that's great. Where somebody who's younger, they think they're, you know, going to live forever, and they don't really realize what's happening to them as much as a person who's older who has more wisdom and maybe more insight because they know they've been with their body longer. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, they've been with their body longer, and they know when they know the difference when they feel like this insidious energy leaving. According to some of the testimonies, it's a subtle, like you said, but it's there, and it's very sinister. So we just received another testimony for the Black Mist Fog clearing that we've been discussing just now, and someone just said they ran it for the first time this evening. And right after starting the clearing, a huge black cloud came over their house. They say it rained thereafter for a little while. And then after running the clearing for about just an hour, she and her husband felt much lighter with more energy. Just like you said, Ron, you can feel lighter.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, so the clouds could appear when you start doing the clearing. It may be like a normal day for you. And by putting the clearing on, it's actually leaving. So it's coming out of the earth. Maybe even coming out of you. And then you start seeing it up in the sky because it left, or it is leaving, and then it goes away. So don't be alarmed if you happen to see something by putting the clearing on, and you go, well, that wasn't here before. And by all means, don't turn the clearing off. Don't think that you're causing this reaction to happen and that it's going to come and get you. No, it's leaving. And then you're going to be having more light because, in fact, when you're doing that clearing, you might even want to put on the spirit infusion clearing.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get one of those spirit infusions. If you don't have one already, you can get it off one of the free clearings there. Just in fact, I'd recommend putting it up on your monitor screen and have it up continuously, maybe, for spirit infusion. Because I think you can, or it could be integration, but either one will work. They're both the same. And you might want to, I think you can go put on 9999, you know, four number nines, on the counter. If not, I know it'll work with 999, and just keep it running, you know, all the time. I think most people have an extra computer just for clearings because the clearings help them so much. So if you do, and if you do a clearing, one of the whole lifetime ones, I'd recommend, you know, maybe pausing it every 10 years and get up and walk around. And maybe take 20, 30 steps in one direction and then 20, 30 steps in another. You know, just don't run up, do 5 steps and come back and start the clearing. You know, bend over, twist, you know, move around, you know, whatever you want to do. Make like a washing machine movement, you know, whatever. Stretch, you know, get up on your tiptoes. And most people will feel their bones kind of realigning. You're going to hear some snap, crackle, pops, different locations because your body was... You know, your muscles are held in a certain location very, very tightly, making your bones out of joint. And so if you do hear some snap, crackle, pops, that's great because your body is automatically realigning itself the way it used to be. So back to you, Kathy.
I just want to mention that the free clearings Ron discussed do have spirit integration healing on them. The one I'm looking at right now is called Removal of Alien Head Connectors, and it has spirit integration on it, and you can adjust the countdown timer to quite a lot of minutes. So I do run the spirit integration or spirit infusion clearing all the time because I have clearings going all the time, and I always run it on another window. I actually run it a couple different windows in case one gets bumped off or something. And so we've talked about it for several times, but it's always good to repeat to have those other clearings going while you run these free clearings. If you find these clearings are powerful, well, they are. And so we want to keep our spirit intact, and our spirit will, you know, stay with us. More will come back to us as the darkness leaves, the densities leave. So let me check.
Good. Yeah. So if you're new to the program, the only thing that I can give you with the whole website is spirit infusion. So we're giving you, or integration, we're giving you your spirit back. Nothing else is given to you. You know, on the website, is clearing you from densities, blockages, negativity, alien programs, whatever you want to call it, and it's taking those away because you didn't have them when you were born, okay? Once you started thinking, then all of a sudden you got stuck into the alien agenda and your whole life changed from being in the light, we'll say, of glowing okay. You know, look at a baby, they glow. Anybody could tell you that. And everybody looks at them in amazement because they look so innocent and pure. And then, you know, you get a child who's maybe a couple years of age, and even, you know, from there on up to whatever your age is, they're full of, I won't say full of darkness, but they're full of stuff. And that stuff is the alien stuff that's brought up from your DNA and also external programs brought into you. So what the website does is take this away. And then you have a chance to get your spirit back. That's all that we're giving you is your spirit energy. And that's going to not raise your vibration. It's going to make you more of who you were when you were a baby, of that innocent energy, when you have more of who you are at your own particular frequency of light coming out of you. Remember, you're all little different frequencies of light. So that's the way it works. So if anybody sort of says, yeah, I saw the website and they think that maybe we're programming people or something like that, that's just their darkness coming out of them because they don't want to be reprogrammed into light. They just want to have the darkness with them and they're afraid of the light. So if anybody tells you that, then you know automatically you better run over and do that alien to light clearing on them, and or the clone to light. So it's probably more of the alien, but doing both of them is very good. And if you see your pet or animal, like your dog or cat, looking a little different, maybe they don't come over to you or they just look a little strange, you know, we have the one for pets and animals too. So you want to get that stuff out of them. Because remember, the dark side will creep into your best friend, or pets or animals, to try to harm you. And that's what happens. The closest people to you could be the ones that are going to attempt to sabotage you, unfortunately, without them knowing it. So it's not their fault if they do something. You just know that, something crawled into them, you know, so you want to get it out. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, that's why we have so many clearings going. and it's important to have that. Right there on the, I really like what you have right here on your home page. It's creationlightchip.com. It says, are you ready? And it really explains, if you scroll down and take the time to read it, really explains what Ron just said, how what the Creation Light Chip is here to do is just to awaken us to our true spiritual identity, give us back our spirit, reclaim our true spiritual identity and abilities. So if you can try to imagine that, that's just such a big gift. And it's done through a purification process, and it explains all about that very clearly here on the website that Ron put up several years ago. And everything is current and still applies, and these healings do work. There's quite a few of them. And Ron is here to help us decide which ones are the best for us. Here on the radio, we talk about things quite openly. And so, again, you're always welcome to write to Ron directly or send your questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And there is quite a lot on the website to look at first, and some of the suggested healings Ron has, and the free sample clearings to try. And it's all for the benefit, and they're all very subtle. So, but you can feel better instantly, and it just feel like more yourself. A lot of people report they do feel an energy shift, and that is great. We want that for our longevity and so that we can have a better life while we're here. And so, Ron, we have just a few more minutes to go. We have, I do want to mention, too, that on his website he has a great resource called Q&A, Questions and Answers. And there's a Wikipedia that several volunteers spent quite a lot of time putting together, and it's all for our benefit. So please do investigate those, and you'll find a lot about Ron, what he does, who he is, how the healings work, what they're for, and a lot of what people say. And it's all very applicable to right now and quite a gift for us if you're lucky enough to have found the Creation Light Chip and would like to experience instant healings now and be more of who you are, and just feel so much better. realize your enlightenment. All the things you've been hearing about, well, this is the place. Last stop right here on creationlightship.com. And Ron has these four radio programs, plus he has a radio archives for other radio programs he's done on other networks. And he's kindly kept those available to us at his expense through the website, and quite a lot of work to gather and keep all those archives, run all these radio programs for years, you know, keep talking and doing all this information and just making it available to us for free. So there's a lot to check out. A lot of people learn things on the archives, and I know I did when I was new. I just listened all the time. And I still do listen to the archives. I find them just so informative. I catch things I missed, and I can't believe I missed it, but I did. So I like to listen to the archives. It's highly recommended, and they're very, very fascinating. So, Ron, one comment just came in relation to what you were talking about for changing your timeline by waking up a little bit early. I just want to get this in before we conclude soon. This listener was kind enough to write this in, and he calls it comprehensive tasks. He says, Ron, I did change my timeline for getting ready in the morning, and I cleaned up and staggered my time period. Now I have to decide by instinct instead of a program. It's more dissolute versus comprehensive of a decision now or when to do these tasks. That's it.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And, you know, what you might also put up, everybody, is, you know, get like an 8.5 piece of paper, 8.5 by 11, you know, and get like a large, you know, black felt pen, we'll say, so you can read it easily. And, you know, when you wake up, maybe you go to the restroom first, maybe the door's closed, or maybe on your door jamb or something, on your mirror, whatever, put down timeline, which would mean to you, am I on the now timeline? You know, where am I? And so that'll get you back into the now. Or maybe put now timeline and then do your finger exercise. And that would be wonderful so that you can, you know, stay more present. But that's good. Thank you, caller, email person for mentioning that, because, yeah, you are running instinct then versus a program of doing all the different things in the morning before you leave. And it might even be faster for you. Who knows? So, and we do have, if you're wanting information on certain topics, we did special shows with Contact Talk Radio, and they're organized, and we talk a lot about one particular subject, basically, per show. So if you're interested in getting a little more information on something, you may want to check that out, too, on those archives. But let's turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Okay. One more quick comment, Ron. You had mentioned about the black mist fog, that if someone runs it and they see black clouds over their house, it doesn't mean they necessarily caused it, but it's going to be cleared away. So someone said that actually did happen to them. They ran the clearing, the black mist fog, over her daughter's city when she visited her this week. They were having a picnic, and a big black cloud came over them. And she said, there was no call for rain today, but it was the clearing. So,
right,
just
right.
To illustrate your point.
Yep, so they're leaving. So here we go, everybody. It's 5 after, so let's do the mind to heart drop. And we have our 8-hour conference call starting tomorrow, the last one for the month. And you can still get on it if you like. It starts at 10 o'clock Pacific, and that equates to 1 o'clock Eastern. And here we go. Mind a heart drop, everybody. I want to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart. That simple. 15 seconds and it's done. Everything. So here we go. We're dropping down like an elevator with those thoughts. You know, mental congestion, you know, that, you know, monkey mind, whatever. So here we go. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1 and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There you go. You're in peace energy now, everybody. So you won't be able to think because thinking is of the darkness energy, so you want to be in peace. And then once you learn how to be in peace a lot, then your whole body will start to think for you and not your head. That's the difference. So it takes a while to understand that. So blessings, everybody. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, people behind the scenes here. And thank you, BBS. Bye, everyone.